Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Tes Zayin. We are in the middle of Sif Yud Beis. We are on the top line of page 260. We are in the middle of the Ramah. The Mechaber first had told us in the beginning of Sif Yud Beis on 258 that a chayav of shebershuso mutul atzudon. If a person has domesticated chayos and ofos, so you are allowed to trap them even if they're outside, as long as they have not rebelled. If they rebelled and they're in a large chutzer, then it's going to be usr. The Ramah brought on page Kuflamid Yesh Omrim that says the usr lotzur chayav of shebershuso. The Ramah came and was machmir. He brought a Yesh Omrim that says that it's forbidden to trap chayos and ofos that are domesticated. And he says, if you trap them, you're putter. And now we pick up with the new material on 260. Aval paravasus. But when it comes to a cow and a horse, the kol shekein sha'ar chayiv ov shemardu. The Ramah did not yet speak about the animals that rebel. The Mechaber discussed it. But zok the Ramah, if you have a behemah, which the Mechaber did not discuss, if you have a paravasus, which is a behemah, and certainly another chayiv ov shemardu that they rebelled, so in tzodon chayiv chatos, then if you trap them, your chayav achatos is an issa daraisa v'chein ikar, and that is the ikar halacha. And the Ramah ends the siman and says, chatul dino kishar chayav v'osu atosu b'shabbos, a cat has the din like any other chayav, and it's osur to grab it on Shabbos. So let's see the Mishabura in Sivkota Nuntes. Aval paravasus, pirish. Dibiparavasus sheimine behemos. Again, we didn't discuss behemos at all yet in the Siv. When it comes to a cow and a horse, which are types of behemos, domesticated animals, lo shayach tzida klal afilam midrabonam. There is no concept of trapping them. There's no isser even the rabonam. Afilu kana osa mechadosh. Even if you just bought them brand new, va'adayin lo hurglu lovel abeisu, when they're not trained yet to come back to your house, there is still no isser of trapping them. Ki ein asuyim lihishame mitachas yidei adam. These behemos do not slip away and try to escape from the hands of man. Umutter litfos osam veliskor osam bemokum tsar. And therefore you would be allowed to trap them into a narrow place. So that is point number one. A behema is allowed to be trapped 100%. Till now we saw Yisurei the Rabbanon, and here we're seeing the Mishabura telling us that a behema is 100% mutter to trap. Ubishar chaya v'ov shebershuso. But when it comes to other chayos and ofos, which are not behemos, that are in your rishus, are domesticated, but still shasuyin lishamit mide adam, but they tend to sneak away from a person. So af she'ain tzrichim etzodu latofsam, even though you don't need a trap to grab onto them, ki avo me'atzmon lebeisam la'arev, they're going to come back to your house anyway at night because they are domesticated. Mikomokom yeshbo iser tzida d'rabbanam. As we discussed earlier, there still would be an iser d'rabbanam to trap them. So a behema is 100% mutter to trap. A chayav v'of, even if it's domesticated, there is an issa d'rabbanan. V'chol zeh b'shalom mordu. This is all disgusting when the animals have not rebelled. Aval mordu. But if the animals rebelled, afilu paravasus, which like we said is normally mutter, chayav chatos avur tzidosan. If the behema is in a state of rebellion, it goes from mutter to issa d'oraisa. Afilu nisgadlu mitchila bebeso, even if it was raised initially in your house. Vizeo shekosov, and that's what the Ramah means when he writes, v'kol shekein shar chayav of. Certainly other chayas v'ofos, because when they're domesticated, they at least have an issa d'rabbanan. So when they rebel, they certainly have an issa d'oraisa. The behema, which is mutter, when it rebels, is an issa d'oraisa. So a chayav v'of, which is domesticated, which has an issa d'rabbanan, according to the Ramah, which we pass in like, so if it rebels, certainly there's going to be an issa d'oraisa. V'hu shemardu ha'para v'asus lagamri. But when we're talking about an issa d'oraisa, we're talking about that the cow or the horse rebelled totally. U'baruchu mershus, so they ran away from your rishus, ad she'tzorach levakesh mitzoda, until you have to go find a trap, o eza tachbulos l'safso, or any other kind of trick you got to find to trap them. V'gam einam b'en l'er v'beso, they're not coming home. It's a full rebellion. A full rebellion makes a behema, which is normally mutter to trap, into an issa d'oraisa to trap. Sifkotan samich, So that's true by a behemoth that's doing a full rebellion. It goes from mutter to isa daraisa. Certainly when it comes to a chaya va'of, which is domesticated, which the Ramah paskins that it's asim et rabbanon. So if there's a full rebellion, it will certainly be an isa daraisa. Mairi gamkein shemardu ubarchu. We're talking about here also a full rebellion when they ran away. The einon chosen lebeso ba'erev, and they do not return to your house at night. Elolon in basada, rather they sleep in the field. Ki avza ubar avza. Like a goose, shalonim ahamayim, that they sleep by the water. V'koshel asofsam b'li mitzod avadach bula, and it's hard to catch them without some kind of trap or some kind of other kind of plan. V'gam ha-mechaber mode de bazeh chayev chathas atzoda osam. Even mechaber, who told us that a chayev of oath are domesticated, it's mutter to trap them, and if they rebel, it's an isad rabbanam, that's a slight rebellion. But a major rebellion, like the Ramah is discussing, Zakhtam Bishavura, even the Mechaber agrees, it will be a chayev chatos, it will be an isad raisa. V'kosu ha'achronim v'achronim right. The mizeh nilmod, from here we'll learn, the hu adinim kona avozim v'tanagolam mechadosh, if one bought geese, or Tanagola and brand new, Vadayan Ainam Regilim Klaba Besu, when they're not trained at all to be in your house. Vimyetsu lo yachsu odla bayis, and if they go out, they're not returning to your house. Elatanakir Baashba, they're gonna be pecking in the garbage. So at Sodon Chayiv. So one who traps those animals is also going to be Chayiv in the Raisa. Vimyotsu minabayas, they left the house, Osir Latsudon, you cannot trap them. Afilu Ayide Eino Yehudi, even through an Eino Yehudi, because again, this trapping is an Issa Daraisa, you can't ask the guy to do an Issa Daraisa. The nearer it appears, Dimhabayas Godol, however, if the house is large, Dolomota Le Bechat Shechia, that even if you get into the house, you can't grab it in one try. So mutter al yidei eino Yehudi, then you are allowed through a goy lach nisan besocho to enter the animals into your house. Im choshe sheyavu they pseida, if you worry that they're going to be lost. And the Shara Tziron Tzadigimel points out the obvious, the have shvus b'mokom pseida. This is telling a goy to do nisad rabbanan. Why is it an Issa d'Rabbanan? Because it's going into a house that's very large. It's not a full tzeda. So it's a shvus, the shvus, telling a guy to do with the Rabbanan. And b'mokom tzeda, it is mutter. Continues the Mishnah Berurah of imtinokos ketanim rotfin osam. If small children are running after these animals, lahachziron l'toch habayis hazeh, to return it to this house, gam kein ein mochin biyodon, you do not need to protest against them, v'ayim b'bir halacha. If you look at note 101, he points out, on them, however, Lagabe Av Sheroa es Beno over al Issa d'Rabbanan. A father who sees his son doing an Issa d'Rabbanan, we're gonna see later on, Shem HaBen Maven. If a son understands, Kishaomrim Lo Shadav is Asr b'Shabbos, if he understands what you're saying when you say it's Asr on Shabbos, Mechuyav Ha'av Ligarbo. A father must stop his child, he must be goer at him, scream at him, ulamono measia se isra, and prevent him from doing this isser. Viraki macherim roen oso over. Only if other people that are not the father see the child doing an avera, kosav sham sheinhem chayovim lafrisho mina isser. The others do not have to stop the child from doing an isser if it's not their child, kevan sheinu over al isser daraisa. So others must stop the child if he's doing a daraisa, but a father has to stop his child even if it is the rabbanim. So he's saying over here in the Mishnah Berurah, since you're bringing the animals into a house that's large, so it's not a full tzei, that's only the rabbanim, so therefore you would not have to stop the children if it's not your child from doing this isad rabbanim. Sif katan samich alef dina keshai chaya. We ended off the sif and we said a chatul has a din like other chaya and it's usher to trap it on Shabbos. Ratzalomer de'ein dina kebehema. A chatul, Zakta Mishabrua, does not have a din of a behema. Ela kechayev oaf, rather, it has a more machmir a din like a chayev oaf. The yeshba kol prote dine iser tzida kemo behema kanal. It follows all the rules of iser tzida that we had in this set by a chayev oaf. I'd like to end the shir with one small note. The third to last line of note 102. V'chatulim shiz bizmanenu. Cats that we have nowadays, ha-gedelim bebatei anoshim, that are raised in people's houses, pet cats, das ha-gonrush Rav Nissen Karelitz, shedinim kebehema. They have a din of a behema, unlike the Mishnah Berurah and the Ramah are saying over here, ve'ein bohem iser tzida. There is no iser on trapping a pet cat. V'chein daito, and so too of Nissen Krelitz holds, l'gabi klovim agedelim b'bati anoshim. So too of a person has a pet dog, there is no iser of trapping a pet dog. So very important of Nissen Krelitz is saying, although the Rama says the din of a chatul is like a chaya, which we said is really also to trap it, even if it's domesticated, but l'maiser of Nissen Krelitz says nowadays our cats and dogs that are being used as pets, they have a din of a behema, and like we learned in tonight's shir, it's 100% mutter to trap a behema as long as it's not in a state of rebellion, where it could potentially turn into a deraisa, but a regular normal cat and dog, of course you can't touch them, you can't move them, they are muksa, but you would be allowed to trap them, that would be 100% mutter, because Zakr of Nissen Krelitz, the din of a behema. That concludes Simin Shin Tazayin and the din of Tzeda, and Amir Chan, tomorrow we'll begin the new Siv, Simin Shin Yudayim, Din Kshira Vaniva B'Shabbos, making knots, tying and making bows on Shabbos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.